In 2010, the Inter-American Court adopted a judgment in the case of Vélez l'Or versus Panama. Vélez l'Or was an immigrant, someone originally from Ecuador, and he went into Panama. And he was caught there. He didn't have a visa. Moreover, he was caught there in the jungle. So there was a question mark as why someone would choose to move into a country through an area of land which is more or less impenetrable. But anyway, to continue the story, as he was caught, he was taken into detention, and it was obvious from his account that the treatment he had received while in prison had been horrendous. He was in detention for about 10 months, and there was overcrowding to a horrible extent. There was not enough drinkable water. There were all kinds of things which objectively made the conditions of detention not acceptable under human rights law. Moreover, nobody knew that he was in prison. His family didn't know, and he was in such a bad situation that he explained to the court that he really feared that he was going to die there and nobody would ever know what had happened to him. So, because of the situation, the Inter-American Court did not find it really difficult to find a number of violations, and indeed, even the government of Panama had accepted that the conditions of detention were not up to scratch and accepted liability for that. There were nonetheless a number of points in dispute. One was that Vélez l'Or said that he had been submitted to torture, subjected to torture, which Panama refused. The Inter-American Court reproduced his account in its judgment, but said that there was not enough evidence for it to decide whether torture had actually taken place. Another point of contention was whether it was all right at all for an illegal immigrant to be put in detention. And the Inter-American Court made this again extraordinarily wide judgment, saying that detention only in a sense to punish someone who is considered an illegal, which is an awful vocabulary to use to begin with, but someone who is considered illegal only because of immigration laws was in principle not acceptable. Detention could only ever be a last resort, so one would always need to try to find another measure to deal with the situation. And on top of that, detention is such a denial of the idea of liberty and freedom and human rights that it could only take place within a very strict judicial process, so that the person would need to be brought before a judge, would need to be legally represented, not even by an NGO, but by a properly qualified lawyer, and that there would need to be a review of the situation at regular intervals. Now, in view of what's happening in Europe at the moment, where of course we have thousands of migrants being detained, this judgment provides a light in the sense that it reminds us that we should not take immigration detention for granted. It didn't used to be taken for granted. This is something which only started to develop in the 1980s, and we are becoming far too accustomed to it.